plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. One of my favorite people is here, Pam Onan. Now, I know her very personally for a lot of reasons, but you should all know her because she is the current Guinness record holder for spelling the most number of words backwards in a minute. What? Yep. And she is currently working on another record. Now, most of us, you know, would be thrilled if we had one Guinness World Record, but not Pam. Pam's an overachiever. That's one of her many, many things. And she now is going to work towards becoming the fastest typer of words backwards. Mm-hmm. Is that the right way to say it?
They're saying most words typed backwards most, in 1 minute.
Oh, boy. Pam, how have you been? I mean, you've been busy. You make me look like I'm a slacker. You're so busy with all of your world records.
You're funny.
What the heck?
I know. It's actually been kind of a slow year. But
what do you mean it's been a slow
year? Well, our oldest, Michael and Maria, they're gainfully employed, and they both live north of the cities.
Okay.
And Martin, it's been his first year in college, and he's doing wonderful. I don't get
it's
any
great.
Phone calls home about help me with this, help me, nothing. Aww. he's off and running, and he is really enjoying it. He's a Duluth, and he just loves it.
Well, that is awesome news. So is that what made you think about another world record, or how did that work?
I noticed when we did the most words spelled backwards, it was hard for Guinness to differentiate my voice versus Maria's voice.
Your daughter.
My daughter, because she was the one that was reading the words. So as I was spelling the words, Maria would say the next one, because we figured out that I could listen and talk at the same time. And my husband's like, well, you talk all the time anyway. But you don't hear me.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
So there's no way I could do better on the spelling backwards. But typing backwards, I saw that the format of that record was there. But it's from what I looked at, I don't see that anybody has even attempted it yet.
Oh, so because I was going to ask, what do you think the current record is? But there is no current record.
Not that I can find. Okay, but then it was kind of scary because it has 50. And I'm like, well, I thought I'd be able to type 50 words in a minute. But no, not when they're backwards.
No. So, are you a good typist?
I am, but I'm realizing that when you go to get the words backwards, fingers, you know, it's just like they have a memory, like, you know, the.
Muscle memory,
yeah,
sure.
They really
sure.
do. They really do. And one thing about this next try, I'm going to hopefully undo a problem that we had when we were just spelling backwards out loud.
Okay.
Because Guinness, they rejected probably 4 tries because they weren't satisfied that the words were actually randomized, and or they weren't satisfied that I had absolutely no way to see the list before Maria read it. So guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I'm using the high school. Adam Welch teaches a class at the high school. It's a coding class. It's an AP class, which last year, a bunch of our students got like the top score on the AP. I was just
awesome.
on the computer science. So I sent Mr. Welch an email and I said, hey, your kids are doing all the programming. Can I have somebody do this? And it was like a full page long because, you know, I'm like, it has to go like this and like this. He sent me an email back like within a day. He's like, I think I've got exactly the right person. And he had exactly the right person. He's got a student, Mikey Davis. And he is brilliant. So brilliant. He constructed a program in Java, which I know BASIC and Pascal. So Java I don't know that language. But he set up lists for the different words, and his app will automatically randomize each of the lists and put them in the correct order. 8 letters, 6 letters, 4 letters. And I asked him, okay, because I didn't see anybody that actually had that record yet, I asked him if he could name this the Hastings Randomizer. Guinness has a thing where if you're trying to break an already existing record, you have to have exactly the same conditions. So I'm really hoping that the Hastings Randomizer app becomes part of what the next person might try. They need to know about Hastings.
Well, Pam, that's amazing that you found somebody and you're using the school to help do that, because I know your heart is in education as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. And okay, this Mikey Davis, whoever gets to work with him in life, way to go you, because he's just brilliant. He comes up with good ideas. He'll show me, you know, what he's got, and then really ask for input and did it work and how can we change it. I'm just so excited about that. He's only been in Minnesota like for a couple years. He came from Texas, and he was talking about he really likes this community. And then when I said, well, after you leave, what are you going to miss? And he's like, he's going to miss the teachers and the students. He sees so much compassion and caring and thoughtfulness from the people in our town.
Mm.
I know, and at the high school. So I just, oh, every time I talk to him, I'm inspired and, you know, reflective at the same time.
Well, I bet he's excited to see his work put into action. So
mm-hmm.
What do you think your timing will be with this?
Okay, so I already put my application in, and it's going to be on the Guinness World Record Day, which they always have like a day or a weekend. And so it's November. It's like the middle of November. And I can't remember the exact date, but you can basically go on a Friday or a Saturday. So, of course, leaning on other community people, HCTV did a great job in helping us record that last one. And that's why I talked right away to Mike Bremer. I'm like, hey, what do you think? And he's like, yes. I'm like, you tell me whatever day you've got the studio for
us. Because you have to show the Guinness people that this is completely legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of parameters are there?
They like to see that we're basically advertising or sharing with people that we're doing the record, because Guinness wants to get their name out there as well. So the parameters for the words stay the same, but we have to record with audio and video also what I'm doing, and then separately what the reader
two cameras
is doing. And Mike Bremer did that last time, and Guinness, the, you know, main upper-ups of Guinness, they loved that video that Mike Bremer put together. Mike Bremer and crew, sorry. So the HCTV crew did a great job. So then they're like, we love the video. Can you send it to us? And then that spring-rolled, I mean, all the video that Guinness put together and all of that. So that was super fun. Other than that, the parameter, I have to also have a person who's timing. Actually, two people who time, and Guinness wants it to be like a sports person. They are encouraging us to use people that are in the community and kind of leaders so that we really celebrate the event.
Well, it is something to be celebrated, mm-hmm. Pam. This is really cool. So when you are thinking of these words, somebody will read you the word mm-hmm. off of the app. Is mm-hmm. that correct? So the app will randomize, what'd you say, 4, 5, and 6 letter words?
4, 6, and 8.
Okay.
And Mikey Davis has it set up. It's amazing. I do the load in the words and everything behind the scenes. I don't even know what that is.
How many words are going to be loaded?
There's probably around 70, maybe more. And not all of the words do I like, but
but did
some
you,
of them are harder.
Did you have any chance to figure out what words, or did you have say in that?
No, I don't have any say in that.
Okay.
It's the same exact word list as what we used for spelling backwards.
And did you have say in that?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
But I do, I kind of want to ask, I would love if Guinness could add like Hastings type words, like for thinking of the 6-letter words, mayfly and icicle. That's totally Hastings. I mean, I have some words that I would love for them to add, and I have not even reached out to them on that yet. I'm just so excited about this and the way that the community comes together and helps. I mean, awesome. The school, you know, different levels of the school, and we got a great kid who's helping us.
Pam, that's going to be so exciting. Mm-hmm. So will you please stay in touch with us closer to November? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to stress you out if you're in training or whatever, but let's try to do an interview before and after big event.
That sounds good.
So wonderful. Yeah. I'm real excited for you. Mm-hmm. Does it help that you know how to spell these words backwards for your typing?
It does. Okay. It does help. I think my advantage would be to the larger words because I can just see the word. So it doesn't matter what the length is. Where if somebody has to really work to, you know, learn what each one is backwards, I would have the advantage on that.
Well, let's talk about your brain because I've known you a long time and I did not quite understand this gift that you have. Mm-hmm. You are able to just say things backwards, or it was a story about your sister growing up or something, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Tell me that story again, please.
My sister Debbie and I, we got so good at Pig Latin. We could talk it like fluent. And even though Pig Latin is a very repetitious way to talk, so the word pig would be ig pay. You take the first sound and you take it at the end. So there's just a lot of repetition in that. But if you go super fast, people wouldn't really know what you're saying. The thing that was in my mind the whole time is everybody would be able to know. I mean, they would hear A, if you paid attention. And I thought it would be really good if we would use the same sounds so that you wouldn't really know that it was the same word.
So if somebody knew Pig Latin, they couldn't really understand you. You took it to a new level.
Well, Debbie and I were just super fast at it. So it was still Pig Latin. But as we were doing that, I realized people could still understand what we were saying. And you don't really want everybody to. I mean, it was fun.
We were
kids. It was
kids,
like our thing. So that's when I thought we could have the same sounds in a word, but if we flipped them into reverse. That was why I started thinking about talking backwards. But Debbie did not catch on. She did not want to do that. So I was on my own plank on that one.
Well, you certainly took that very, very unique gift and turned it into something awesome to be the current world record holder. And I think you blew that old record out of the water, right? I mean, it'll be interesting if anyone ever comes close to what you achieved. Yeah. How many words did you spell backwards in a minute?
56.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I can't beat that. I mean, we were totally on a roll and everything. Just the timing, you just have to get it just exactly right. And we managed to get it. It was
that's
wonderful.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. And like I said, please keep me in the loop.
Of course.
So, Pam, if you want to be undercover and you go on a vacation, maybe you should teach your family some igpay, at and lay or whatever.
That was really good.
Would you tell us about this? I understand you are going on a fancy vacation very soon.
We are.
Tell me more.
We are. Okay. So our kids are grown and not yet engaged or married.
Is this a dating site? What are you talking about?
Sorry. Let me start again.
No, you don't have to.
We wanted to.
You just put that out there. That's great.
Oh. Well, maybe that is.
Yeah. There you go.
And they're all three very nice people.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, let's brilliant, like their mom and dad. Yes.
The older two are graduated from college.
And they're twins.
And have a job. Yep. And are gainfully employed. Putting that one out there.
Yeah. It's all good.
But we wanted to do a family vacation. Now, my husband has a bad back. So, I mean, we want to see stuff, but we don't want it to be like really too strenuous. We want his back to be able to still be good at the end of the day. And then Maria also has a hard time with walking. Her legs get super tired. So we right away were like, okay, if we want to see stuff but not have to walk so much, we thought, let's not go place to place and unpack at each hotel. Let's go for a cruise.
And then you thought, I know Mr. Cruise himself. I'll call him up.
I know. So, and I saw on your KDWA on the flyer and on the website, I saw Ted Blank Travel. And I thought, okay, my husband Scott asked, would I please do all the research for cruise lines? Now, Scott is he's wonderful. He gets to all the details when it comes to planning things. I'm more 1,000 or 10,000 foot level. So I started looking at what there might be for cruises. And we thought, yes, we'll probably just go to Alaska because
Scott
and I
bucket list stuff. Yeah,
I know. I'm not into the bikini thing. So we weren't like wanting like a tropical vacation. Well, we were talking about kind of things that we wanted, and I was looking around, and I didn't think I was getting very far.
You were trying to be your own travel agent.
Yes, yes. So I got a hold of Ted Blank, and I told him, okay, we've got this many people, and we can all have these days off together in this span, and we think we want to go on Alaskan cruise. But here's the thing. My husband doesn't like waiting in long lines, and, and we are going to do, well, me, I just do better in like a more quiet kind of an atmosphere, but we still want to have fun. So as I was going around, like logging onto different sites and comparing, like as long as it would have taken me to get onto the next cruise line's website, Ted Blank was already like, yep, we've got one that does all of that. And there's availability.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Because I thought I was asking for something that was just totally out there. He's like, yep, nope, there's one available.
Well, isn't that nice to hear? I mean, I have so much faith in him, and I've learned so much about travel. He really, truly is an expert. And you're an expert, obviously, in many things. So isn't it fun to work with someone that is an expert? That's a great tribute to him. I appreciate that.
No, it really is. And another thing, that there's so many choices that you are supposed to make, like before and maybe during, and he helped me. I was kind of just spiraling with all the decisions and how can I make these decisions for five people. And then he was like, okay, these decisions you make once you get there. So each person give their idea about those. And then he was clear. He's like, if you want to do some of these things, you have time, but there is a deadline. So, I mean, he said it so nice. It's not like, okay, you have to get this done before this date. He's like, there's time and there's availability. Go ahead, take a look at what you might want to do when you're on vacation. It's been just a wonderful, wonderful experience. He is so easy to get a hold of, and he'll call right back. Good answers. I'm very glad that we've been able to work with him.
It's awesome to hear, Pam, and thank you so much for that nice testimonial. Ted Blank will be happy to hear that as well. And again, Ted has a show on KDWA on Thursdays called The Travel Show. And boy, every week it's something new, so that's kind of fun. So Pam, I want to just say congratulations to all your successes.
Oh, best of luck to
uh-huh. this big endeavor. It sounds like you really have put some time and effort in, and you still have a good 6 months to get up and running, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Are you going to take time off when you're on your cruise?
Yes. Well, okay, maybe not. Because because Maria will be there,
yeah,
and then she and
take
I can
advantage.
Practice.
I know.
I don't know how she would feel about that, but
maybe you do it by poolside. How's that? Or maybe you do it at a day at sea.
Yeah.
Your wheels are turning. Good gravy. Pam Onan, everyone. Aww. She is the Guinness record holder for spelling the most number of words, 56, in 1 minute backwards. And that is pretty cool. And she's also going to try to type the most amount of words backwards in a minute in November. We can't wait to hear about that. Great to see you, Pam. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light.